Class 7, welcome to the new chapter of physics. Today I am going to teach you a chapter on heat. Children, do you know what is heat? Heat is a form of energy, just like light and sound. When you touch something hot, you quickly remove your hand from it. Why do you do so? This is because you feel hot and you think that if you keep it longer, you will burn your hand. I shall explain to you with the help of a very simple experiment. First, you have to take a rod which is made up of iron. You hold one end of the rod and the other end of the rod, you just put it over the flame. What happens? You will find that after some time, you start feeling hot at the point where you are holding it. This happens because heat flows from a region which is hot, that is close to the flame, to the portion which is far away from it. So you see that heat flows from a region at a higher temperature to a region at a lower temperature. Similarly, when you touch a piece of ice with your fingers, you feel cold. This is because heat flows from your body, which is higher temperature, to the ice, which is at lower temperature. Now you have learned two things. First one is heat and second one is temperature. What is heat? Heat is a form of energy. Whereas what is temperature? Temperature is the measure of how hot or cold a body is, or in other words, it measures the hotness or coldness of a body. Next, the quantity of heat required to raise the temperature of a body depends upon three things. First, that is number one, it depends upon the mass of a body. Now, what is mass? Mass is the amount of matter contained in a body. Second, it depends upon the rise in temperature, how much the temperature has risen from initial point to the final point. And thirdly, it depends upon the nature of the substance of which the body is made up of. We are now going to learn